So the sponsor's property that Mr. Dallas purchased about 3 or 4 years ago, with COVID and everything going through, and cost of material and everything just going sky high, he kind of looked at his numbers and re-looked at the project and came to me here a few months ago and said, I really don't think this is a project I'm going to be able to finish. So he says, I think I'm probably going to sell the property. And I said, would you let the city look at it first and see if that's something that we would be interested in? So with working with our TIF consultant and the lawyers and everyone, we worked up an agreement, and the city's going to purchase, if we agree to the ordinance at the second reading next month, then we will purchase the property for $215,000. And there's 41 lots that are platted there. And we would do the same thing as Mr. Dallas. We would do first phase with 11 lots. And we would develop that and then try to sell a lot and see if we can't build some homes.
Then as far as determining a lot price, who does that?
That's a good question. I really don't know how we're going to come to that. It will be, you know, current value of property. But we're going to have to work with through some logistics there, because I'm not sure how that's going to work. But we're hoping that once we get the infrastructure in, get the road in, the power in, and we're able to market those first 11 lots, that we can give some kind of incentive through the TIF Act that if somebody would buy a lot, that we could reimburse them some money, the purchase price of that, if they would build a house within a year. So we've got a lot of ideas on the plate right now, and we're excited to get started. Whether the development is ready by the end of next year will be a question yet, because there's a lot entailed to get to that point. We're going to have to do some soil moving and relocating. So, but we're going to work through logistics. Let's get it purchased first and then see where we can go.